as well.
Hi, Tim, how are you?
It's just this. That's here on the agenda already.
I'll close the meeting for someone to get it.
Yeah, that's it.
So Erickson, Klonowski, that one.
See where I'm at?
Yep.
Open the meeting.
Yep.
Read this and close the meeting.
So we're gonna.
Open the meeting.
We're gonna have a little bit of a public session where the property owner is gonna address the.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Then we're present.
Got it, okay, makes sense.
So Dylan will give the intro to that one, turn it over to Roger. Roger will get a spiel, close it, and then they'll have to go.
Got it.
Yeah. Tim, you guys wanna unmute that whole?
Yeah, once we're ready to go. I think we've got everyone here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we had a little folders, by the way, or?
Oh, my folders.
Yeah, we had like the normal blue folders that we were.
If you turn it in, we have it.
I did turn it.
I don't.
So mic and camera on Teams are live now.
All right, so you ready? All right, so we can we go ahead and have roll call?
Are you recording, Sam?
Yep, it's recording. Commissioner Page?
Here.
Commissioner Zhang?
Here.
Commissioner Tran?
Here.
Commissioner Erickson?
Maybe here later.
Commissioner Klonowski?
Maybe here later.
Commissioner McGarvey?
Here.
President Winston?
Present.
President Winston, we have a quorum.
All right. So as previously noted, Commissioner Maria Tran of the Economic Development Authority will be participating in the meeting by interactive technology pursuant to Minnesota statutes, section 13.D02, rather than in person at the Economic Development Authority regular meeting place at City Hall, room A203, in Council Chambers, 5285th Avenue North, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. I am physically present along with Commissioners Shelley Page, Amanda Zhang, and Tony McGarvey. All commissioners can hear and see one another and can hear all discussion and testimony. Members of the public can monitor the EDA meeting by watching it on CCX Media Channel 16 or by live streaming it at https://www.brooklynpark.org/economic-development-authority. All right, so we can go into the special meeting and we'll go ahead and Dylan's gonna go ahead and take it from here, Senior Project Manager.
Perfect. Well, good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. A quick introduction here, Roger Backstrom, owner and seller of 7450 Unity Ave is here to give us an introduction to himself and his situation, and I'll hand it over to you for the time sensitivity.
Great. Do I have to go into the middle and be in the, no, can I stand or can I sit? Does it matter?
Up to you.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and speak with you. It's a real privilege. I just want to introduce myself. My name is Roger Backstrom. I currently own the Godfather's Pizza on 7450 Unity Avenue North. My relationship with the City of Brooklyn Park goes back a lot further. In fact, I was pretty much a kid back in 1983 when the franchise owner at the time told me to meet a real estate agent at that restaurant and pick up the key because he had just bought a building and wanted to turn it into a Godfather's Pizza. He said, oh, bring a notepad and kind of lay out how you want the restaurant to look, and I'll give that to the architect. So I was just, 26, 27 years. So it's been a long, wonderful journey with the City of Brooklyn Park. Next year, I'm going to be 70. And I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I need to transition. I've played my game, I've run the thing, I've been involved in the community. I don't want to give up my involvement in the community, but my focus is changing. My wife passed away a number of years ago, I'm by myself and all that stuff. And so now my focus is going to be on, you know, my grandchildren and my children and, you know, helping them achieve their goals. But since I'm at a transition point here with this, with my life, I felt, you know, what are my options and who are the stakeholders? And of course, the city of Brooklyn Park, I consider a stakeholder in what happens in that neighborhood. So it was how long ago was it, Tim? We made an introduction to Tim and Jay back a while ago and just let them know that, you know, this is kind of in play, and if the city has an interest, then it certainly fit with what I would like. So I've owned the building since 2015. I bought it from the parent company, Godfather's Pizza. I've been with them all along. I was a regional franchise manager, company store area manager where I had like 40 restaurants. I was a director of franchise services for a while. I was living out of a suitcase every week, and I'd look at the stuff I own on the weekends, and I kind of got tired of that and told them I was interested in becoming a franchisee. The owner of Godfather's Pizza said, "Well, Roger, you've been with us a long time. We got that building in Brooklyn Park. You know, we can make that happen for you." So I had some stock and stuff, and boom, 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 all of a sudden I ended up in the restaurant. And that was in 2008 when I became a franchisee. And of course, I was living with visiting franchisees, and I didn't know what to expect. Well, I was pleasantly surprised to find the city of Brooklyn Park such an engaging and wonderful community. Within the first week there, Lisa Stordahl, who became Lisa Jacobson, was raising money for Treehouse, and she came in and started talking to me about fundraising. So that was kind of like one of the first things I did to get engaged with the community. Carol LaFleur was doing the Cops and Kids fishing thing, and you want to get involved in that. And Michelle Margot with the Parks and Rec, and pretty soon had a guy come in and say he's with the Lions Club and we're looking for people. I go, "Go to the Smelt Fry." They hooked me in, reeled me into the boat. I've been a Lions Club member since then. And you know, I never really realized what was missing from my life being a road warrior for Godfather's Pizza. But the engagement I had with Brooklyn Park kind of filled a hole that I didn't realize was there. And it's been such an enriching experience. The people I've met, you know, all the different, and then the Lions Club, you know, whether it was city council members, former mayors, the fire chief, you know, it's just incredible. And so I really fell in love with this city because I see the people that are engaged in this. And there are differences of opinion, there are different personalities, you know, and people are in different places. But I have always seen that the people are always at their heart interested in making this a better place to work, live, and play. And then the support they've shown me over the years has been incredible as well. So I've been able to, you know, finance my children and their dreams and stuff and house and all that. And so, since I'm at this point in my life where I'm going to make a transition, it's only natural that I would come to the city and see if they would be interested in that property. You know, it was maybe 6 months after I got into the thing, and they said, "Yeah, we'll make you a franchisee." And then it was within 6 months, boom, the Century Court Apartments shut down, and they tear them down behind me. I'm like, "Oh my God, there's about 300 people, or how many units were there?" And then they also had a franchisee move into Champlin, and he was going to take half my delivery zone. So they gave me an opportunity, but I would say it was kind of like they threw me out of the plane with a ball of silk and some knitting needles, never to get going, get a parachute before I hit the ground. But again, it all seemed to work out, and the city was supportive, and we've been growing, and our sales have grown every year the last couple of years. You know, it's incredible. But the business does not necessarily fit the building. The building doesn't fit the business model anymore. Since COVID, almost everything has transitioned to out-the-door stuff, delivery, carry-out, Grubhub, DoorDash. So really, I'm underutilizing the building, which is part of the process. Do I turn it into a rental property and get a rental stream from it and have somebody else who can utilize it more efficiently? or do I work with the city to see if the city wants to buy it so they can put it in with the property buyers and redevelop that community? And so that's kind of where I am. That would probably be my first wish, is that because I know the people in that area, I've employed people in every one of those apartment complexes, I've served pizza to, you know, all of the different organizations in the area, and I know that it's a great area. I know there's kind of this thing in Brooklyn Park where it's north of 610 or north of 85th and south of 85th, but quite honestly, I think south of 85th is where a lot of the heart and soul of this community is. And I would love to see that space be used as a way to transition or to change that perception of Brooklyn Park into what is really more deserving. You know, people in the neighborhood, you're in Brooklyn Park, really? Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. They're great people there. So if that could be what happens as a result of me going out of business, then that would warm my heart. But, so, have I used my five? The only thing I would say is, I love Brooklyn Park. I love the people of Brooklyn Park. But the people I care the most about call me Grandpa. And right now, I'm thinking about their futures and can I provide them with the means to grow their dreams, whether it's finding it, helping them with their educations or whatever. So that's where I am.
And it provides an access to where Century apartments were that I think have some value, am I correct?
Yeah, let me introduce. I'm paying these guys. These are my real estate guys. They're getting a percentage. So
they're not looking for free.
We're reaching in the pocket. Yeah.
So I wanted them to be here because I don't want there to be anything going on that they're not aware of, since we're all on the team. So anyway, all in. Thank you for your time.
Did you have any further comments or your
team? No, I just point out that I don't know how aware everybody is of that, but it does provide an access to that. How many acres that are sitting there doing nothing?
12.84.
Yeah, so I don't know if everybody here is aware of that, but it's a good access, and hopefully you could use it as access and use the building. Both would be nice for the city.
All right. Any
Can I just say something? Nothing to do with the business aspect of it, but you said that you had a realtor in 1983, and I'm representing you now as my buddy, who I've known since 2009 because he helped me out quite a bit. He's my mentor. Mm-hmm. I was 1 year old at the time.
Yeah.
And I have been an agent.
Yeah, well, I mean, he and his family lived at the Village Creek townhouse.
Yeah.
And how long ago was it?
Through 2009.
2009. He comes pulling in, he's got his wife, a little baby. And he's got this box truck, he's trying to get this box truck business going, and he just got a ticket, rightfully so,
wasn't it?
For parking on the street after 2 o'clock or whatever it was. Could I park in your parking lot? And, he had the prop of the kid there, I knew him as, no.
Well,
I told him, we weren't using the space, so I said, okay.
Wait, he's going to be truly a godfather, no pun intended.
So, but yeah, and it's been and Ahmed is a first generation American, right? I don't know how old you were when you came over, but, right. And now he has started a business, grew the business, he got transitioned into real estate, and now he's representing me. So, that's part of what that community is like. I mean, people get a foothold. The reason we got all these different people from different countries here isn't because of something the city government did. It's because their family and friends were saying, you should come here. This is a great place to get a start. And that happens more so south of 85th than any other part of the city.
Well, now I'm in north of 85th.
Yeah, now he's north of 85th. All right, I'm sorry for taking
that. We respect the passion and the commitment. And before I say anything, I want to see if any of our commissioners have any questions of you.
I would just, thank you, President. I would just make a comment that, you know, you just
been in the community for so long, and all the moms and dads know you. So we are not sure how you make your money, because you gave us all free pizza for 12 years, I think at least.
I do
want to recognize that. I know I was there when you got your community award at one point. I don't know how many years that was. That was several years ago, or probably more than one, but I just want to acknowledge and recognize you've been a huge part of our community, and we appreciate that.
Well, and thank you, but it's been my pleasure, and it's been, as part of the Alliance, I see these people who are volunteering and giving, and, you know, there are so many of them that have put so much into this community, and really I'm still trying to catch up to them, because this city has a lot of people who are all in.
See, and you're humble, too. That just isn't even... So thank you. I just wanted to make that comment.
So I just, Roger, thank you for, because I have been at your spot a number of times as well, and thank you for all you've done for the community. You are very much a known quantity out here, so I know that there will probably be some interest, so then you and your team might be excused after that, but I will say, you know, thank you for your contribution, and I understand why you two transitioned to spending some more time with the grandbabies. I am not there yet. And I'm not rushing.
Before you know it, it'll be there.
I know. I completely understand that, and I appreciate you. I think that portion is going to be missed, because you are one of the pillars of the community, right? It's not just us up here. It's a number of people that just own restaurants or have infrastructure, and then they give without really thinking of themselves too much. And that's really a big part of what our city is. So thank you.
My pleasure.
If I could take a point of personal privilege, I'm just curious, when my family moved here, well, to Maple Grove, south end of Eagle Lake, in 1985, I got a job at the Crystal Godfather as a busboy.
Wow.
And I was in your location.
What year was that?
Would have been 85. So every Friday and Saturday night, I missed all the football games and everything. I was trying to make a buck.
And I was your district manager. That guy who would come in and kind of like quiz you on how many pepperonis.
I was a busboy. They didn't let me near anything.
That was one of the stories that I opened. We had two district managers, and it was Crystal was one of my favorites.
Okay. I was just curious as to the competition. But in addition to that, I was going to say, you don't want to be over 68.
Oh.
And I
must
say,
be a gray hair.
I was a child. Small child.
So. Yeah,
I was
born.
Yeah.
I just started high school.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And me and Godfather's in Iowa.
Oh, we're in Iowa.
Mason City.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
yeah.
Tom Brady Saul and
yes.
Julie Saul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I think, thank you again for all that you've done. I think we are going to go into considering this. So, I mean,
right.
That would mean that you would have to leave it again. I appreciate you and your team coming and speaking to us about this. And then all the long service that you've done. I think I'm a quarter of the way to what you've done, so.
Can I ask you a question? About the consideration, will you be in touch with him directly?
Our staff.
Staff, yes.
All right. Again,
thank
a pleasure. Thank you all for giving me the time.
Thank you.
Sorry for taking time to get to
you.
Thank you, guys.
President, yes, one thing I want to note, that because we are operating under the partially remote setting. We'll do when you make the motion to close the meeting, do a roll call vote.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And then just to reiterate, he bought it in 2015, but he started leasing it in 2008.
Okay.
He said he was a franchisee, but I just want to make that clear.
Appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you.
And then, of course, he was paying franchise fees of $50,000 a year until 2015.
Got it.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Sir? So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to close the meeting pursuant to MS Section 13D.05 Subdivision 3C3 to developer consider an offer for the purchase of property at 7450 Unity Avenue North. Is there a second?
Second.
So the motion was made by myself, President Winston, seconded by Commissioner McGarvey. We will need a roll call vote to close the meeting.
President Winston?
Aye.
This is not for the...
Commissioner Page?
Aye.
Commissioner Tran?
Aye.
Commissioner Jean?
Aye.
Commissioner McGarvey?
Aye.
Motion carries with 5 yes, 0 no's.
All right.
And we are going to quickly transition over the recording to...